Astrophysics, A New Approach. By Wolfgang Kundt. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysics, A New Approach by Wolfgang Kundt is a comprehensive introduction to the field of astrophysics. It covers the basics of the subject, from the structure of the universe to the formation of stars and galaxies. Kundt also discusses the latest developments in the field, such as dark matter and dark energy, and the implications of these discoveries for our understanding of the universe. The book is divided into four parts. Part 1 covers the basics of astrophysics, including the structure of the universe, the formation of stars and galaxies, and the evolution of the universe. Part 2 focuses on the physics of stars and galaxies, including stellar evolution, stellar populations, and the interstellar medium. Part 3 covers the physics of the interstellar medium, including the interstellar medium, interstellar chemistry, and the interstellar environment. Finally, Part 4 covers the physics of the universe, including cosmology, dark matter, and dark energy, and the implications of these discoveries for our understanding of the universe. Kundt's book is an excellent introduction to the field of astrophysics, providing a comprehensive overview of the subject and the latest developments in the field. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. It describes the universe as expanding from an initial state of high density and high temperature, and offers a comprehensive explanation for a broad range of phenomena, including the abundance of light elements, the cosmic microwave background, large-scale structure, and Hubble's law. Main idea number 2. Dark matter. Dark matter is a form of matter that is believed to make up most of the matter in the universe, but is not directly observable. It is thought to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter, and is believed to be responsible for the gravitational effects that cannot be explained by the visible matter alone. Main idea number 3. Dark energy. Dark energy is a mysterious form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. It is thought to be a property of space itself, and is believed to be the dominant form of energy in the universe. Main idea number 4. Cosmological principle. The cosmological principle states that the universe is homogeneous and isotropic on large scales. This means that the universe looks the same in all directions and at all points in space. Main idea number 5. Inflationary theory. Inflationary theory is a theory of the early universe that proposes that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion in its first few moments. This expansion is thought to have been driven by a period of rapid expansion of space itself, and is believed to have been responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 6. Cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is a faint glow of radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, and is believed to be the source of the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 7. Structure formation. Structure formation is the process by which galaxies, stars, and other structures form in the universe. It is believed to be driven by the gravitational collapse of matter, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 8. Gravitational lensing. Gravitational lensing is a phenomenon in which the gravity of a massive object bends and distorts the light from a distant source. It is used to study the distribution of dark matter in the universe, and is also used to study the properties of distant galaxies. Main idea number 9. Galaxy formation. Galaxy formation is the process by which galaxies form and evolve. It is believed to be driven by the gravitational collapse of matter, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 10. Galaxy clusters. Galaxy clusters are the largest gravitationally bound structures in the universe. They are composed of hundreds to thousands of galaxies, and are believed to be the sites of the most intense star formation in the universe. Main idea number 11. Active galactic nuclei. Active galactic nuclei are the most luminous objects in the universe. They are believed to be powered by supermassive black holes at the centers of galaxies, and are believed to be responsible for the high energy emission from some galaxies. Main idea number 12. Supermassive black holes. Supermassive black holes are the most massive objects in the universe. They are believed to be the engines of active galactic nuclei, and are believed to be responsible for the high energy emission from some galaxies. Main idea number 13. Cosmic rays. Cosmic rays are high energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are believed to be responsible for the high energy emission from some galaxies, and are also believed to be responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe. Main idea number 14. Cosmic web. The cosmic web is a network of filaments and voids that is believed to be the large-scale structure of the universe. It is believed to be composed of dark matter, and is believed to be responsible for the formation of galaxies and other structures in the universe. Main idea number 15. Cosmic strings. Cosmic strings are hypothetical one-dimensional objects that are believed to be the remnants of the Big Bang. They are believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe, and are also believed to be responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe. Main idea number 16. Cosmic inflation. Cosmic inflation is a theory of the early universe that proposes that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion in its first few moments. This expansion is thought to have been driven by a period of rapid expansion of space itself, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 17. Cosmic background radiation. The cosmic background radiation is a faint glow of radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, and is believed to be the source of the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 18. Cosmic rays. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are believed to be responsible for the high-energy emission from some galaxies, and are also believed to be responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe. Main idea number 19. Cosmic evolution. Cosmic evolution is the study of the evolution of the universe from its earliest moments to the present day. It is a field of study that seeks to understand the origin and evolution of the universe, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 20. Cosmology. Cosmology is the study of the origin, evolution, and structure of the universe. It is a field of study that seeks to understand the origin and evolution of the universe, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang theory is the prevailing cosmological model for the universe from the earliest known periods through its subsequent large-scale evolution. It describes the universe as expanding from an initial state of high density and high temperature, and offers a comprehensive explanation for a broad range of phenomena. These phenomena include the abundance of light elements, the cosmic microwave background, large-scale structure, and Hubble's law. The Big Bang theory is based on the idea that the universe began from a single point, or singularity, and has been expanding ever since. This expansion is thought to have been triggered by a tremendous release of energy, which is known as the Big Bang. This energy is believed to have created all the matter and energy in the universe, including the galaxies, stars, and planets. The Big Bang theory also explains the evolution of the universe over time. It suggests that the universe has been expanding and cooling since its initial formation, and that this process has resulted in the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets. Additionally, the Big Bang theory explains the abundance of light elements, such as hydrogen and helium, which are the building blocks of the universe. The Big Bang Theory is an important part of modern cosmology, and it provides a comprehensive explanation for the origin and evolution of the universe. It is a powerful tool for understanding the universe and its structure, and it has been used to make predictions about the future of the universe. Main idea number 2. Dark matter is an elusive form of matter that is believed to make up most of the matter in the universe. It is thought to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter, and is believed to be responsible for the gravitational effects that cannot be explained by the visible matter alone. Dark matter is not directly observable, as it does not emit or absorb light, and so it can only be detected through its gravitational effects. It is believed to be the dominant form of matter in the universe, making up around 85% of the total mass. The exact nature of dark matter is still unknown, but it is thought to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter. These particles are believed to be much more massive than ordinary particles, and so they are able to exert a gravitational force on the visible matter in the universe. This force is believed to be responsible for the observed structure of galaxies and other large-scale structures in the universe. Dark matter is an important component of the universe, and its effects are seen in many areas of astrophysics. It is believed to be responsible for the formation of galaxies, and for the observed rotation curves of galaxies. It is also thought to be responsible for the observed gravitational lensing of light, and for the observed fluctuations in the cosmic microwave background radiation. The study of dark matter is an active area of research, and many experiments are being conducted to try to detect and study its properties. By understanding dark matter, we can gain a better understanding of the universe and its structure. Main idea number 3. Dark energy is a mysterious form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. It is thought to be a property of space itself, and is believed to be the dominant form of energy in the universe. Dark energy is believed to be a form of energy that is not associated with any known particles or fields, and is thought to be a property of the vacuum of space. It is believed to be the cause of the accelerated expansion of the universe, which is observed through the redshift of distant galaxies. The exact nature of dark energy is still unknown, and there are several theories that attempt to explain its properties. One of the most popular theories is the cosmological constant, which states that dark energy is a constant energy density throughout space. This theory is supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which suggests that the universe is expanding at an accelerating rate. Other theories suggest that dark energy is a form of scalar field, or a form of energy that is associated with a scalar field. Dark energy is an important component of the universe, and its properties are still being studied. It is believed to be the cause of the accelerated expansion of the universe, and its exact nature is still unknown. Understanding dark energy is essential to understanding the evolution of the universe, and its effects on the structure and evolution of galaxies and other large-scale structures. Main idea number 4. The cosmological principle is a fundamental assumption of modern cosmology, which states that the universe is homogeneous and isotropic on large scales. This means that the universe looks the same in all directions and at all points in space. This principle is based on the assumption that the universe is infinite and that the laws of physics are the same everywhere. It implies that the universe is uniform and that the same physical laws apply everywhere. This principle is used to explain the observed uniformity of the universe, and it is used to make predictions about the structure and evolution of the universe. The cosmological principle is an important concept in cosmology, as it allows us to make predictions about the universe. For example, it implies that the universe is expanding, and that the universe is filled with dark matter and dark energy. It also implies that the universe is homogeneous and isotropic on large scales, which means that the universe looks the same in all directions and at all points in space. This principle is used to explain the observed uniformity of the universe, and it is used to make predictions about the structure and evolution of the universe. The cosmological principle is an important concept in cosmology, as it allows us to make predictions about the universe. It is also used to explain the observed uniformity of the universe, and it is used to make predictions about the structure and evolution of the universe. This principle is based on the assumption that the universe is infinite and that the laws of physics are the same everywhere. It implies that the universe is uniform and that the same physical laws apply everywhere. This principle is used to explain the observed uniformity of the universe, and it is used to make predictions about the structure and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 5. Inflationary theory proposes that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion in its first few moments. This expansion is thought to have been driven by a period of rapid expansion of space itself, and is believed to have been responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. This period of rapid expansion is thought to have been caused by a period of rapid expansion of the energy density of the universe, which is believed to have been caused by a period of rapid expansion of the scalar field. This scalar field is thought to have been responsible for the creation of the matter and energy that make up the universe today. The inflationary theory is supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is believed to be a remnant of the period of rapid expansion. This radiation is believed to have been created during the period of rapid expansion, and is thought to have been responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. The inflationary theory is also supported by observations of the large-scale structure of the universe, which is believed to have been created during the period of rapid expansion. The inflationary theory is an important part of modern cosmology, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. It is also believed to be responsible for the creation of the matter and energy that make up the universe today. The inflationary theory is an important part of the current understanding of the universe, and is an important part of the study of cosmology. Main idea number 6. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint glow of radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, and is believed to be the source of the large-scale structure of the universe. The CMB is a snapshot of the universe at a very early stage, when it was only 380,000 years old. It is composed of photons that have been traveling through space for billions of years, and is the most distant light that we can observe. The CMB is an important tool for cosmologists, as it provides evidence for the Big Bang theory and allows us to study the early universe. By studying the CMB, we can learn about the composition of the universe, its age, and its evolution. The CMB also provides clues about the nature of dark matter and dark energy, two mysterious components of the universe that are still not fully understood. The CMB is also used to study the large-scale structure of the universe. By studying the fluctuations in the CMB, we can learn about the distribution of matter in the universe, and how it has evolved over time. This information can be used to test theories of cosmology and to study the formation and evolution of galaxies and other structures in the universe. The CMB is an invaluable tool for cosmologists, and its study has provided us with a wealth of information about the universe. By studying the CMB, we can learn about the history and evolution of the universe, and gain insight into the nature of dark matter and dark energy. Main idea number 7. Structure formation is a complex process that is still not fully understood. It is believed to be driven by the gravitational collapse of matter, which is the result of the attractive force of gravity between particles. This gravitational collapse causes matter to clump together, forming structures such as galaxies, stars, and other objects. The large-scale structure of the universe is thought to be the result of this process. The process of structure formation is believed to have begun shortly after the Big Bang, when the universe was still in its infancy. As the universe expanded, matter began to clump together due to the attractive force of gravity. This clumping of matter eventually led to the formation of galaxies, stars, and other structures. Over time, these structures have grown and evolved, leading to the large-scale structure of the universe that we observe today. The process of structure formation is still not fully understood, and there are many unanswered questions about how it works. However, it is clear that it is an important part of the evolution of the universe, and has had a major impact on the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 8. Gravitational lensing is a powerful tool for studying the universe. It occurs when the gravity of a massive object, such as a galaxy or cluster of galaxies, bends and distorts the light from a distant source. This effect can be used to study the distribution of dark matter in the universe, as well as the properties of distant galaxies. By studying the distortions in the light from distant sources, astronomers can learn about the mass and structure of the intervening object. Gravitational lensing can also be used to study the properties of the source itself. By measuring the amount of distortion in the light from a distant source, astronomers can learn about the size, shape, and luminosity of the source. This can be used to study the evolution of galaxies over time, as well as the properties of distant quasars and other active galactic nuclei. Gravitational lensing is an important tool for understanding the universe. It can be used to study the distribution of dark matter, the properties of distant galaxies, and the evolution of galaxies over time. By studying the distortions in the light from distant sources, astronomers can learn a great deal about the structure and composition of the universe. Main idea number 9. Galaxy formation is a complex process that is still not fully understood. It is believed to be driven by the gravitational collapse of matter, which is thought to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. This collapse is thought to be triggered by the presence of dark matter, which is believed to be the dominant form of matter in the universe. As the dark matter collapses, it forms a web-like structure known as the cosmic web, which is composed of filaments and voids. This structure is thought to be the birthplace of galaxies, as the dark matter clumps together to form the galaxies. The formation of galaxies is thought to be a hierarchical process, with smaller galaxies forming first and then merging together to form larger galaxies. This process is thought to be driven by the gravitational interactions between galaxies, which can cause them to merge together. This process is thought to be responsible for the formation of the large spiral galaxies that we observe today. Additionally, the formation of galaxies is thought to be affected by the presence of gas and dust, which can provide the material needed for star formation. Galaxy formation is an ongoing process, and galaxies continue to evolve over time. This evolution is thought to be driven by a variety of processes, including the interactions between galaxies, the formation of stars, and the presence of gas and dust. Additionally, the evolution of galaxies is thought to be affected by the presence of dark matter, which can affect the structure of galaxies and their evolution over time. Main idea number 10. Galaxy clusters are the largest gravitationally bound structures in the universe. They are composed of hundreds to thousands of galaxies, and are believed to be the sites of the most intense star formation in the universe. Galaxy clusters are held together by the mutual gravitational attraction of their constituent galaxies, and are typically found in regions of space where the density of matter is higher than average. The galaxies within a cluster are usually separated by distances of a few million light years, and the cluster as a whole can span up to several million light years in diameter. The galaxies within a cluster are usually of similar age and composition, and are believed to have formed at the same time from the same material. This suggests that the galaxies within a cluster are related, and that they have evolved together over time. The galaxies within a cluster are also believed to interact with each other, exchanging material and energy through gravitational interactions. This interaction can lead to the formation of new stars, as well as the disruption of existing stars. Galaxy clusters are also believed to be the sites of some of the most energetic events in the universe, such as supernovae and gamma-ray bursts. These events can be triggered by the interactions between galaxies within the cluster, and can have a profound effect on the evolution of the cluster. Galaxy clusters are also believed to be the sites of some of the most massive black holes in the universe, which can have a significant impact on the evolution of the cluster. Galaxy clusters are an important part of the universe, and their study can provide valuable insight into the structure and evolution of the universe. By studying the properties of galaxy clusters, astronomers can gain a better understanding of the formation and evolution of galaxies, as well as the structure and evolution of the universe as a whole. Main idea number 11. Active galactic nuclei, AGN, are some of the most luminous objects in the universe. They are believed to be powered by supermassive black holes at the centers of galaxies, and are thought to be responsible for the high energy emission from some galaxies. AGN are thought to be the result of the accretion of matter onto the supermassive black hole, which releases a tremendous amount of energy in the form of radiation. This radiation is then emitted in all directions, and can be detected from Earth. The radiation emitted by AGN is highly energetic, and can be detected across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. This includes X-rays, ultraviolet, optical, infrared, and radio waves. The radiation is believed to be produced by the accretion disk around the supermassive black hole, which is composed of gas and dust that is being pulled into the black hole. The radiation is also believed to be produced by the jets of material that are ejected from the black hole. AGN are believed to be the most powerful sources of energy in the universe, and are thought to be responsible for the high energy emission from some galaxies. They are also believed to be the source of the most distant objects in the universe, as their radiation can be detected from billions of light years away. AGN are an important part of our understanding of the universe, and their study is an important part of modern astrophysics. Main idea number 12. Supermassive black holes are some of the most mysterious and powerful objects in the universe. They are believed to be the engines of active galactic nuclei, and are believed to be responsible for the high energy emission from some galaxies. These objects are incredibly dense, with masses ranging from millions to billions of times the mass of the Sun. They are so massive that their gravitational pull is so strong that not even light can escape from them. These supermassive black holes are thought to form when a large amount of gas and dust collapses in on itself, creating a region of intense gravity. This intense gravity causes the gas and dust to collapse further, forming a black hole. As the black hole grows, it can consume nearby stars and gas, increasing its mass even further. The presence of a supermassive black hole can have a profound effect on its host galaxy. It can affect the formation of stars, the distribution of gas and dust, and the overall structure of the galaxy. It can also affect the motion of stars and gas within the galaxy, and can even cause the galaxy to become more active. Supermassive black holes are some of the most fascinating objects in the universe, and their study is an important part of modern astrophysics. By studying these objects, we can gain a better understanding of the structure and evolution of galaxies, and the universe as a whole. Main idea number 13. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are believed to be responsible for the high-energy emission from some galaxies, and are also believed to be responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe. Cosmic rays are composed of protons, electrons, and other subatomic particles, and they travel at nearly the speed of light. They are believed to be produced by supernovae, active galactic nuclei, and other energetic events in the universe. Cosmic rays are detected on Earth by particle detectors, which measure the energy and direction of the particles. By studying the properties of cosmic rays, scientists can learn about the origin and evolution of the universe. For example, cosmic rays can be used to study the structure of the interstellar medium, the composition of the interstellar medium, and the distribution of matter in the universe. Cosmic rays can also be used to study the properties of dark matter, which is believed to make up most of the matter in the universe. By studying the properties of cosmic rays, scientists can learn about the nature of dark matter and its role in the evolution of the universe. Cosmic rays can also be used to study the properties of high-energy particles, such as neutrinos and gamma rays. By studying the properties of these particles, scientists can learn about the origin and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 14. The cosmic web is a fascinating concept that has been studied for decades. It is believed to be the large-scale structure of the universe, composed of dark matter and responsible for the formation of galaxies and other structures. The cosmic web is made up of filaments and voids, and is believed to be the result of the gravitational pull of dark matter. The filaments are believed to be the densest regions of the cosmic web, and are thought to be the sites of galaxy formation. The voids are the regions of the cosmic web with the least amount of matter, and are believed to be the sites of galaxy destruction. The cosmic web is an important concept in astrophysics, as it helps to explain the structure of the universe. It is believed to be the result of the gravitational pull of dark matter, and is thought to be responsible for the formation and destruction of galaxies. The cosmic web is an ever-evolving structure, and its study can help us to better understand the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 15. Cosmic strings are believed to be the remnants of the Big Bang, and are thought to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. They are believed to be one-dimensional objects, and are thought to be composed of a combination of matter and energy. It is believed that cosmic strings are responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe, such as hydrogen and helium. It is also believed that cosmic strings are responsible for the formation of galaxies, stars, and other structures in the universe. Cosmic strings are believed to be extremely dense, and are thought to be composed of a combination of matter and energy. They are believed to be extremely long, and are thought to be able to stretch across the entire universe. It is believed that cosmic strings are responsible for the formation of galaxies, stars, and other structures in the universe. It is also believed that cosmic strings are responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe, such as hydrogen and helium. Cosmic strings are believed to be extremely difficult to detect, as they are believed to be composed of a combination of matter and energy. However, scientists have been able to detect the gravitational effects of cosmic strings, which can be used to study their properties. It is believed that cosmic strings are responsible for the formation of galaxies, stars, and other structures in the universe. It is also believed that cosmic strings are responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe, such as hydrogen and helium. Main idea number 16. Cosmic inflation is a theory of the early universe that proposes that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion in its first few moments. This expansion is thought to have been driven by a period of rapid expansion of space itself, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. This theory was first proposed by Alan Guse in 1980, and has since been developed and refined by many other scientists. The idea of cosmic inflation is based on the idea that the universe was initially filled with a form of energy known as the inflaton field. This field was thought to be responsible for the rapid expansion of space, and is believed to have been responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. This theory has been supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is believed to be a remnant of the early universe. Cosmic inflation is thought to have lasted for a very short period of time, and is believed to have ended when the inflaton field decayed. This decay is thought to have released a large amount of energy, which is believed to have been responsible for the formation of the first stars and galaxies. This theory has been supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is believed to be a remnant of the early universe. Cosmic inflation is an important part of modern cosmology, and is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. This theory has been supported by observations of the cosmic microwave background radiation, and is believed to be a key part of the Big Bang theory. Main idea number 17. The cosmic background radiation is a faint glow of radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. It is the oldest light in the universe, and is believed to be the source of the large-scale structure of the universe. This radiation is believed to have been emitted shortly after the Big Bang, and has been traveling through space ever since. It is now detectable in all directions, and is believed to be the same in all directions. The cosmic background radiation is composed of photons, which are particles of light. These photons have a very low energy, and are believed to have been emitted when the universe was only a few hundred thousand years old. The cosmic background radiation is believed to be the same in all directions, and is believed to be the same temperature everywhere. This temperature is approximately 2.7 Kelvin, which is very cold compared to the temperatures we experience on Earth. The cosmic background radiation is an important tool for astronomers, as it can be used to study the early universe. By studying the cosmic background radiation, astronomers can learn about the composition of the early universe, and can even detect the presence of dark matter. The cosmic background radiation is also used to measure the age of the universe, and to study the large-scale structure of the universe. The cosmic background radiation is an important part of our understanding of the universe, and is a reminder of the Big Bang that created it. It is a faint glow of radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang, and is the oldest light in the universe. By studying the cosmic background radiation, astronomers can learn about the composition of the early universe, and can even detect the presence of dark matter. Main idea number 18. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are believed to be responsible for the high-energy emission from some galaxies, and are also believed to be responsible for the formation of some elements in the universe. Cosmic rays are composed of protons, electrons, and other subatomic particles, and they travel at nearly the speed of light. They are believed to be produced by supernovae, active galactic nuclei, and other energetic events in the universe. Cosmic rays are detected on Earth by particle detectors, which measure the energy and direction of the particles. By studying the properties of cosmic rays, scientists can learn about the origin and evolution of the universe. For example, cosmic rays can be used to study the structure of the interstellar medium, the composition of the interstellar medium, and the distribution of matter in the universe. Cosmic rays can also be used to study the properties of dark matter, which is believed to make up most of the matter in the universe. By studying the properties of cosmic rays, scientists can learn about the nature of dark matter and its role in the evolution of the universe. Cosmic rays can also be used to study the properties of high-energy particles, such as neutrinos and gamma rays. By studying the properties of these particles, scientists can learn about the origin and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 19. Cosmic evolution is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin and evolution of the universe. It is believed that cosmic evolution is responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe, from its earliest moments to the present day. This field of study looks at the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the evolution of the universe over time. It also examines the physical laws that govern the universe, such as gravity, electromagnetism, and the strong and weak nuclear forces. By studying cosmic evolution, scientists can gain insight into the history of the universe and the processes that have shaped it. Cosmic evolution is a complex and interdisciplinary field of study that draws on many different areas of science, including astronomy, astrophysics, cosmology, and particle physics. It is also closely related to the study of the origin and evolution of life on Earth. By studying cosmic evolution, scientists can gain a better understanding of the universe and its evolution over time, as well as the physical laws that govern it. This knowledge can help us to better understand the universe and its future evolution. Main idea number 20. Cosmology is a fascinating field of study that seeks to understand the origin and evolution of the universe. It is a branch of astrophysics that studies the large-scale structure of the universe, and the physical laws that govern its evolution. Cosmologists use a variety of tools and techniques to study the universe, including observations of distant galaxies, the cosmic microwave background, and the distribution of matter and energy in the universe. Cosmologists also use theoretical models to explain the evolution of the universe, and to make predictions about its future. Cosmology is an ever-evolving field, and new discoveries are constantly being made that help us to better understand the universe and its evolution. Cosmology is an important field of study, as it helps us to understand the universe on a fundamental level. By studying the origin and evolution of the universe, we can gain insight into the physical laws that govern its behavior. This knowledge can help us to better understand the universe and its structure, and can even help us to make predictions about its future. Cosmology is an exciting field of study, and its discoveries can help us to better understand our place in the universe. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.